get started. We're running a little late. I'd like to call the March 10th Ways and Means meeting to order. Can you do roll call, please?
Sure. Archer?
Here.
Ronk? Bartels?
Here.
Guevaras?
Present.
Haynes?
Here.
Mayo? Walter?
Here.
Donaldson?
Here.
She Great. Can't be counted.
Okay. She can. Right, she cannot.
Via teleconference for
all
Walter.
Right. So I'd like to approve the take a motion to approve the minutes of February 11th and the 18th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's go right into resolutions. Resolution 59 is establishing the capital project for the property tax and delinquent enforcement system. We had that postponed. I know that Ronk's here. I know that the RFP went out on this. Can I get a motion so we can talk about
I'll move
this?
It.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay. I know the RFP went out. We have the option of postponing it again and waiting for the RFP to come back, which will be April.
I think so. Yeah.
Just before our next meeting in April. Will we have a response?
I mean, I'll see what kind of responses there are.
Okay.
I don't know.
Probably not. We're not going to make the April meeting.
No.
Okay. So, do we just want to take it off?
I'll bring it to you. When
Trace. I mean, I feel like the concept and what had been discussed about pulling the resolution was in part the objection was that it contained a number that would project potentially to prospective bidders.
Mm-hmm.
So. Leaving it out there as an ongoing active thing kind of defeats the. I know the numbers
no,
are completely
no, 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 I mean,
like
no, by having it out there on the agenda, it still will be
so
out
it's
there.
Like, I think the idea would be better, especially since we have the real sponsor's consent to pull it and then just put it back in.
Okay.
I'd be happy to withdraw it if you are, Lynn.
Oh, I am. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll withdraw that. Okay, Resolution 69, authorizing the purchase and installation of the real property tax. That's the same thing. That's the bond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Withdrawing that as well.
I will withdraw that one as well.
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Resolution 98, opposing New York State 2020-2021 budget proposal to merge the New York State Bridge Authority with the New York State Thruway. Move.
Negative.
Okay. Any questions on this?
I did send a letter, of course, as you know.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 100, setting up a public hearing on proposed local law number 2 of 2020, establishing the construction apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of 350, and repealing the local law of 2015, local law number 2, to be held on Tuesday, April 14th at 6:05 p.m.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Now, we did get some information in the follow-up with regards to how many contracts were there for 2017, 18, and 19 that were under 350. There was one in 17, three in 18, and then two in 19. Over 500, it was eight in 17, five in 18, and two. The only thing we didn't have a sense of is how many apprenticeships came out of this. What precipitated the change? I mean, I understand it was from just bridges to any contract at 350 and above.
The 30%, we've had various members of local unions and other things reach out to our office and other people with apprenticeship programs that believe that our language not having that graduation requirement basically allows for anybody to kind of pay a money for an apprenticeship program and then not graduate. So it's actually arming the apprenticeship programs that are actually graduating people because they spend money on training. They have training rooms. They have all of this. And anybody, open shop, union, whoever, if they actually have an apprenticeship program, and not just paying for one, they can graduate 30% of their apprentices. That's not a real high number. Orange County just passed a similar legislation a
Legislative Ron.
Thanks. I had concern about the word design in the definition of construction contract. I would be more comfortable if we removed that and put in the term design build. A lot of projects are going design build now, but there are no, I spoke with members of organized labor, there are no apprenticeship programs for engineers or architects. So I feel like that's going to unnecessarily draw contracts into this that wouldn't qualify, and then we're not going to be able to have any qualified bidders for those projects.
My only, I mean, and I'm
and what
okay.
page, what, where is that?
That's on,
Section 2 definitions.
Yeah, Section 2 definitions under construction contract. It
Got
says
it.
Any contract with a value exceeding, with any contract with a value exceeding $350,000, which involves the design, construction, reconstruction, improvement, rehabilitation, maintenance, repair, furnishing, equipping of otherwise, blah, blah, blah. I you know, furnishing, equipping, maintenance, rehabilitation, I mean, they all make sense. I have a concern about design.
Okay.
To your point, though, isn't that handled in the requirements and exceptions? Because it says if a specific trade required for performance of a construction contract does not have a New York State Department of Labor approved apprenticeship, such contracts not subject to the provisions of the
school. I'd still feel more comfortable if it came out personally. I mean,
do you have any issues?
I don't have a huge issue with it. I think the only reason it could possibly be in there would be that some surveyors and others may have some kind of apprenticeship agreement. Yes, architects and engineers are not going to have apprenticeship agreements, but sometimes in those design contracts, there may be surveyors or other trades that those contractors or those designers are hiring that may have apprenticeship. Now, if you want to exempt design contracts, it's not that big of a deal. In fact, I don't think Don included design contracts in that list of...
I had a couple for CTML design and restorative justice, so...
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
In, you included that in there? Okay.
The only ones that were excluded were paving contracts, which...
Were what?
Paving contracts.
Paving is which are excluded
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
What's the purpose behind excluding paving contracts?
The other thing is there an ability to track, you know, of these projects, how many apprenticeships are graduating? If we're going to be doing this, we should be able to track what impact we're having with this policy.
I mean, one of the big organizations that has apprenticeship programs in the area is Local 825 Operating Engineers, which is why I have the question about paving, because a lot of the operating engineers are employed by Callanan, Peckham, Gorman Brothers, a lot of our paving contractors, or hired by them.
Paving is accepted?
Yes.
Why do we think it's excluded?
Because it states it is.
Contractor for paving,
definition.
We couldn't
find
it. Is not a
that was great.
It's the end of that first paragraph. Yeah, that definition.
Paving, land clearing, or security.
I'm good. If you want to amend and take out design and take paving and land clearing out of the exceptions, I'm good with that, because I don't, we've been
but
including
there's gotta
apprenticeship
be a reason. There's got to be a reason that was put
I feel
in.
Really uncomfortable doing these changes on the fly without understanding the backup.
Can you come back to us next week with an understanding?
Sure, but I will say that I think it's because under the old law that had to do with bridges, it didn't have paving of bridges part of it, and we just didn't take that language out when we expanded it to all construction projects, but I mean, I'm happy.
Well,
why don't you take a look at that?
Because it's going to apply to a lot more contractors, but that's my guess.
Yeah.
No, because we've been putting apprenticeship requirements into paving, general paving.
Oh, then I'm in favor of taking it out.
So
I think it was because it was associated with Bridge. Why don't you hold it
can
for
we postpone it
until next
for
Tuesday?
One week, and in the
and
meantime, could you get
an
back
answer.
Both on the paving and the land clearing, but also on the design? Just confirm that that's fine. And
okay, so
we can either remove design or put design build, as you suggested, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, we don't use design build, so I would just want to take
all right,
design
that's fine.
Out.
Okay.
So we have a postponement. Second?
I'll second the postponement for a week.
All on the postponement?
Yeah.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. Resolution 101, requesting enactment of a Senate bill and Assembly bill in the New York State Legislature for a special law in relationship to hotel motel room occupancy tax rate in Ulster County.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. If I could, I just want to make a comment. I think your caucus is also having a visit from the Lodging Coalition.
Yeah, they're coming to our caucus next week.
Okay, they're coming to ours tonight, and so I would entertain a postponement until we hear all, so everybody has a
okay.
chance to express
postponing
themselves.
For 1 week?
For 1 week.
Okay.
Till next week.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Because you're
going to
meet
the
caucus next week.
Is there
we are?
It doesn't weigh
can they not just come to your
caucus?
They made the appointment for next week, and I'm not going to be here. But I mean, if I told you know Steve Turk and Tamara that they're welcome to come and speak to our caucus tonight as well. I mean,
yeah.
I know that I think that they have plans on having more of them come next week, but I could be wrong.
And they're sending a lot of letters too. I mean,
right.
I'd be for the 1 week postponement.
Okay.
But I think also if you want even them to come to your caucus. First, depending on it doesn't today.
Today.
Yeah. I gotta leave at 6:15. Okay. So it depends on how long this goes.
And if they're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it's only
think
4:15.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy who changes the clocks, it's his day off.
So do we have a second on the postponement?
He had a couple days. He had a couple.
We probably changed one
on
our side.
Can I get a second on the postponement?
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Until next week. Okay,
you had a
all in favor?
Moments.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
All right. Resolution 103, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the age-friendly planning program with New York State Office for the Aging.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You're all in favor?
Okay.
I had a question.
Oh.
Oh, you have a... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Personal services is $50,610. I read somewhere in there that the salary was only allowable 15%, which comes out to be $29,369. The rest was for programming. Is that correct? And is the
sorry, I'm changing a clock. Can you just repeat that question?
You can't
multitask. The office for the aging one.
Yes,
there's a salary in
part
there.
Part of it's salaries and.
I read in there, though, it said that we shouldn't exceed 15% of the grant for salary. Am I reading that correctly? Because salary's at 29. I could be misreading it.
Yeah, I'd have to look at
I didn't
where you're talking about.
Could you do that
I'm not sure. It's saying Section D, like all the way at Schedule C. No more than 15% of state funds shall be expended for the administrative purposes of the program. So does that include this? Is that reflecting the 29,369?
Yeah, like let me just get the question. If you want to postpone it, then we'll
I don't want to necessarily I mean I might be reading it wrong. Does anybody else see that? What page is it?
What page is that?
It's in B1, the summary.
I think it's in C. I mean, would administrative be seen as a salary? My instinct would be no.
Usually it's not.
Yeah,
I have the salary in here.
It's administrative overhead.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I would think of it as
separate.
Different.
Okay. All right, then I'm good. We don't need to.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, I had a note from our committee chair meeting, but I didn't make a note of what the answer was. So I had asked about whether or not there was going to be a sunset clause in here because it says that it's grant funding.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a new position.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I didn't write down what the answer was. Can you remind me?
If it's renewable.
I was wondering the same thing.
So Bert just replied that we had the sunset on the
There was a budget member. Remember, we made the amendment to add this position as part of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We put as part of that amendment. I put that sunset
but
language in the amendment.
In
yeah,
there.
It's not on the resolution, but it is on the amendment to the budget of 2020.
So we could add
Do
it.
We want to just can
yeah.
we just
yeah.
Can we amend this resolution to put that sunset in? So it's
yeah, we should
us?
Just
yeah.
amend it. I agree. Amended, but the sunset clause in there.
So we can
just standard
we'll,
language.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move the amendment to
Please.
The standard sunset
Please.
Clause language?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll move that we
I'll
amend
second
the standard
it.
Sunset clause language.
Okay. On the amended resolution, all in favor?
Well, first
aye.
On the amendment.
On the amendment.
Oh, on
first.
The amendment.
On the amendment, aye.
Aye. Okay. On the amended resolution.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Resolution 104, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the City of Kingston for economic development. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Negative.
Second.
Any questions? Yes.
I just exactly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking about this wrong. Wouldn't the county economic development head already be? In, you know, conceivably doing economic
yes,
development in the city of Kingston.
This. Yes, this is really not a change for us.
So the city, so the state of New York may give us $75,000 to do what we're already doing.
Yes,
that's
yes.
A, that's insane.
Well, because we're
it
saving
is.
Kingston the $75,000, so it's
salary
a one-time
right.
capture of that savings from the.
But they would do it. Otherwise, they would do it separate. And
I still think that's insane.
It is kind of odd, but you know, why not take advantage of it?
I mean, we have a
maximize revenue.
You know what you can do?
Yeah.
That's what the state wants you to do.
Yeah,
they
that may be from
combine
the
services.
I think that they want us to find new shared services savings, but I'm going to just
I'm
leave
I'm sure
on
they
on
do,
one.
But, you know, hey.
Well,
the galleries
city
are
is
important.
Repurposing that position, so it is a savings for the city, and they're passing those savings to us because we're freeing them up from having to do that work.
So, yeah, no, so that doesn't, that's not what Kent said. So that you're expecting us to take over services
that
for them. That were, well, no, it sounds like there
yeah,
were.
It sounds like it was potentially a duplication
yes.
of service.
Yes, they were potentially duplicating. So we're now coordinating with them.
Don't try to make it make sense. It doesn't, John.
It makes sense. I mean, it does make sense. I mean, they were doing it. The difference is we're doing it, and in other words, we were doing it also. You know, through economic development. When somebody applied for things, the city would start it and then it would come over to the county, so it created a duplication of services. Now you don't need to do that. You got one-stop shopping. You don't have to go through one, then go to the other.
Mark,
that's already
in the past, when Steve Finkel was the head of economic development, we had economic development at the city and at the county, and we did work together. Brenna Robinson has taken that position, but she also is the head of community development now,
right.
And she runs the land bank, so she's got too much on her plate. That work really used to be getting done in Kingston. More and more of it has come over to the county because of those extra services she's doing in her other work.
So you applied for it as part of the
county
shared, the county did, yes, as part of the shared service
right.
plan.
Natalie.
Okay. All right. Tracy?
So in the chair's meeting, again, we had asked to see, Mark, do you recall the plan that was approved by the panel? Was that sent over?
Yes.
Happy
yes.
to move it forward.
And it
okay.
got forwarded, I believe, by Vicki again, but...
Okay, as long as I
didn't
see it.
It was sent over in October. This was the only change to the final plan.
This was the only change?
Oh, you're
okay.
talking about the shared service plan.
Yeah,
yes,
the
we did.
Service
yeah,
plan.
And, you know, I'm glad you reminded me. Because it was not in the original plan.
This was not.
This was not.
This was the only change to the original plan.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so when was that change made? Was that just made at the end?
This
you
was
know?
Before the chair.
Because we never got a copy of the changed plan, which when I looked at the document said we should have been able to give input to, but we never saw the final.
You give... State law says that you can give input to the draft plan.
But this wasn't in the draft.
Right. So, Dave, as legislator of the city, we worked with Dave before becoming chair. So I think this was in December when the city approached us about this. And that was when we first considered adding it to the plan after the plan had kind of been submitted. So that's why we're doing
Got it.
This.
Yeah, actually you did, and so did the mayor.
So Dave was notified?
As the only returning legislator from the city of Kingston.
Got it.
And the mayor called me.
Okay. Next time, can we, you know, if there's a change like that, can we just do a formal notification to the legislature so we're aware of the change? Because we didn't see it till we asked for the document, but now we know.
Sure.
So that's great. Thank you. Resolution 105, authorizing the chair.
We got to vote on this first.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm good for now.
Okay. Resolution 105, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant disbursement agreement with the New York State Urban Development Corp. This is... Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's for the census? Resolution 106, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget to accept an allocation of funds from the New York State Urban Development, doing business as Empire State Development for the census. All in favor?
Aye. I'll move it.
Oh, yes.
Second.
Sorry, I'm going through quickly tonight. All in favor? Oh,
aye.
Second?
Aye.
Now we can
move
hear.
And second. Oh. All in favor?
Thank you. It's been a long day. Resolution 110, supporting a grant application to the New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer public transportation modernization and enhancement funding for bus and bus facilities, a capital investment program, and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications of agreement to accept funding.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 111, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a customer project commitment with the New York Power Authority for the implementation of the electric bus charging infrastructure phase one, and amending the 2020-25 capital program and establishing a capital project 568 Department of Public Transportation.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Discussion.
You have a question?
Yeah. Yep. So where is this? I heard this at one of the other meetings last week. Where is this actually going, the charging station?
Oh, they said the name of the street in here. Dennis
Circle?
Danny Circle, right?
Yeah, that. Yeah,
yeah, which is where are you?
UCAT.
It's at the UCAT.
It's off of Golden Hill Lane.
Okay, so it's in, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify it. So it's in a remote location, really off the beaten path, that nobody else would be there for any other reason, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this the standard 240 charging?
No,
or
this is
for
bus.
So
this is for bus.
This is for the buses.
But do you know the is it 480 going to this, or is it the 240?
That I'm not aware of. I mean, okay.
It's the high-powered ones for the buses.
Right. Yeah, but they can be powered by 110, technically. It's just a matter of the time that it takes to charge them.
I'm pretty sure it's 240.
But is it... Well, does anybody have the backup?
It's right here. I have it.
I'm pretty sure it's a 240. It's got to be.
Input power is 480.
That's actually, you come to think of it.
So
yeah, it's probably a 480. Yeah.
And I don't know that there's a better location, and I hate coming in at the last minute with this, but 480 charging stations for electric vehicles are near impossible to find. Those are the Tesla superchargers, and they're very expensive to put in, as we're seeing. If there was a way to make this happen in conjunction with use for the public, I don't know if there is a way to make that work, but the time that it takes to charge on a 480 station versus the 240 or 208 that they have at Quick Check, you're talking about a dramatic difference in time.
I think that would create a problem because
DOT.
Yeah, because this is meant for our buses, and as a result, what happens is they have to be used for our buses. That's where the grant money is for.
Right.
So we wouldn't be able to have somebody else come in and use that. It would interfere with the following through with
the
grant.
Uh-huh. I will say that, I mean, if you know where Danny Circle is in UCAT, it's not too remote. I mean, it's basically uptown Kingston, so if it's something that we could open to the public, then we could examine that. But we are getting three electric buses, so my guess would be that this is going to be used for that pretty much all times. But we can look at whether we could open it to the public if it's, I mean, it's on this side of the
I wasn't talking about using these specifically, but there's an infrastructure part that you have to put in place for these to connect to. Mm-hmm. You can expand onto additional ones, I was thinking, for cars that would later be able to use them. I know you can't use this specific one for that, but the four inch transformers putting down there, that's a big cost to begin with.
I can assure you that Amanda and the DPW folks are always looking for ways to make the best use of all of these investments. She's also looking at whether they can right-size the electrical upgrades to eventually put solar on the roof of the UCAP facility. So they're looking at all those options for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 113, establishing capital project number 565 and 566, the 2020 DPW bridge program. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 115, amending capital project number 550, fairground improvements, amending the 2020 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions?
I do have a question. The as needed, you had a $84,500 as needed services. $28,400 were to go to the campground area. Mm-hmm. Then I see in the next amendment, Reso 117, there's an additional as needed of $113,200 for the Camp North campground area.
No, that's the summation of the original contract in the amendment.
Yeah, the amendment that you see in the next resolution is for the 28.4.
Okay.
Which is what this would be. Mm-hmm.
So it's 28,000 for the design of the northern campground, which is being added to the cost of the current capital design.
That's better. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 117, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. Pitangaro Doge Consulting Engineers.
I'll move it.
Second. Any questions on this one, Heidi?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Resolution 118, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000. This is exercise the first two options to extend the agreement for Shot Creek Concrete Repair Service on various bridges and culverts.
Move it.
Second?
Aye.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 119, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000. GTL Incorporated, doing business as Link to Life, Office for the Aging, again, exercising first of two options to extend the term of the agreement for rental, installation, maintenance, monitoring of personal emergency response units.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 120, establishing capital project number 567, navigation response vessel, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move it.
Second. So there was a question, I guess, that came up in law enforcement. It's not clear. And maybe, Eve, you could speak to this.
So it was the, so this includes both a 25% match FEMA, which the information from that contract in there, but in addition, there's a 50% reimbursal of what's remaining from New York State Parks and Recreation. The question came up, do we have that in writing? Is there a contract? Is there agreement? The sheriff did inform us that one of their existing boats is actually already owned by Parks and Recreation, so they've obviously have this relationship historically. But there was suggestion that there might be some changes for clarification on this resolution to address the two different funding streams. And John, may, if he's there, may have more to say on that.
He's not. But what wasn't, I mean, we didn't have, this is not a contract. It's just a memo from Parks and Recs saying that they're going to pay for half of this. Is that correct?
Yes. No, we don't have anything from Parks and Rec. We just, it's just mentioned that they will.
Oh, they
and
will.
Historically,
okay.
They have. But, so this basically, what you have in this is information from FEMA about the first part, the third from the bottom, whereas. The second from the bottom, whereas, of the 50% of the parks, we don't actually have any documentation supporting that.
So
and that, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, no, go ahead.
So we didn't know whether there needed to be some kind of special language that addressed the fact that we don't actually have documentation ensuring that that's true.
Okay.
So
not that we disbelieve it, but...
No, but we have nothing contractually that obligates Parks and Recs other than a conversation and ongoing relationship, correct?
It's part of their navigation law enforcement reimbursement program, and that's what they're applying the funding through. It does state here in a document from the state aid guide, but...
Okay.
I mean, the sheriff was aware that he will likely need to come back here for a grant agreement with Parks and Rec.
Okay.
We talked about that at law enforcement.
Okay.
And it was something that he was going to follow up upon. Is that's correct, Eve, right?
Yeah, it was just a question, and I'm the most novice on this, of just whether there needed to be just an amendment to this resolution at all that just addressed that. And I'm not suggesting any language because I'm not quite sure I understand what that would look like, but that was just...
Yeah.
A suggestion that was put forward.
So do
but
we?
Yes, he would come back with that.
Do perhaps something in the second to the last whereas that says subject to future contract.
I mean, I just from finance, if you approve the four, if they spend money, get the money back, it's not like I will go out and bond the additional $50,000. I wait until all the grant money comes in anyway. So
okay.
Not sure.
Office of Parks and Recs, they have to approve the specs so they know
mm-hmm.
what the sheriff would be spending. And then they will reimburse for authorized boat purchases up to $200,000. And that was the correspondence between Office of Parks and Recs and the sheriff's office.
Right. But no contract, just the memo. Okay. So is everybody comfortable with that?
I am.
Okay.
I
am. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So moved. Resolution 126, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of taxes with Bluestone Solar Energy, LLC, for the solar energy systems pursuant to real property tax law, Section 487.
I'll move it.
Second? Any questions? All in
favor?
I assume
all the other taxing entities are on board?
Correct. That's why we are. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's all. I ask on every one of these.
Yeah,
so
the school district is getting 2/3, and the other third is split evenly with the town.
Fantastic.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 127, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 3 of 2020, the local law amending local law number 2 of 2006, a local law adopting a county charter form of government for the County of Ulster, State of New York, and amending local law number 10 of 2008, a local law adopting an administrative code for the County of Ulster, State of New York, to require submission of departmental budget estimates from elected officials and department heads to the legislature, to be held on Tuesday, April 14th, 2020.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Oh, second, whatever.
Dealer's choice. Natalie's choice.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor?
I have a question.
Yep.
I'm just trying to find... So under Section 2, there's a statement about supporting details as the county executive requires. I'm trying to find the exact sentence there under Section 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess there was this issue of... whether that's a little bit vague in terms of the language, but I'm sorry.
Each departmental estimate of expense and revenue by program shall be supported by such other detail and other supporting information concerning the economy, efficiency, and effectiveness of departmental performance as the county executive shall require. Sound right?
Yeah.
That's.
And so I get. Yeah.
I was going to say that's current charter language. That's the original charter language.
Understood. I guess I'm going to have a theme going on for some other ones, but in the going forward and having real documentation of outputs, I guess this and there were some other ones that come later that kind of raised these flags to me of whether we want to start incorporating language that has a bit more specificity of what we're going to want to look at, especially something like this. I recognize it's in the charter, this specific language, but going forward, there may be reason to have more specificity of what we would want to ask from them.
Agreed.
I have nothing more to add. So are we
accepting the language as is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Can I ask a question? I mean, has the exec? I'm just curious if the executive's office has weighed in on this at all.
I mean, we are not supportive of this for department heads, and we've spoke to at least one of the sponsors.
I mean,
I think there's a difference in opinion between legislative staff and county executive staff on what is public information, as what actual budget estimate requires.
May I respond to that?
Yes.
The head of each department, agency, office, blah, 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 shall submit to the county executive in writing and through such channels and processes as specified by him or her an overall estimate for that department, agency, office, or unit, and estimates by program within that department, agency, office, or unit of expected expenses and expected revenues for the next ensuing fiscal year. These estimates shall be called departmental estimates. Now, we'll stop there and then skip to the end where it says, departmental estimates shall be public records and shall at all reasonable times be open to public inspection. I don't understand why...
The question is, when is a department estimate a final department estimate, and when is it a draft that is a working document between the budget staff, not something that's reported necessarily to the county executive yet, and... when it is still being worked on. I'm just...
That's...
Well, I mean, so even if you're getting into a technical discussion about when it moves from draft to estimate, it obviously becomes an estimate at some time. I mean, I think the intent...
End of the fiscal year.
No, I mean, I think
first
the intent
Friday in October.
To get,
that would be my answer.
Why? What's your thoughts? First Friday in October is when there's a submission of the budget. It's no longer an estimate.
Draft. Well, no, it's no longer draft. We
See,
are not
that's
opposing
the
this on the elected official side. I just
yeah.
Where we were last fall, if that would have passed, we're fine with. When we're adding in department heads, that's where it's a little different, because up until October 1st, it is the county executive budget.
Nothing in here about draft, though. I
anything. So FOIL draft is draft documents are not subject.
They're draft
and
estimate.
So I'll just
I mean, you know, if we're gonna start, a major discussion on whether a department submitting it to the budget office or a department submitting it to the county executive is the same thing or not, then perhaps we need to have some more specificity, as Legislator Walter had suggested in here, on what it means to be submitting to the county executive. Maybe that's a conversation that we should be having.
Yeah, because we haven't defined estimate and draft.
Well, I think it's pretty clear, but apparently, you know, apparently not. So
I'm sorry?
I said that's a referendum to the... that would require a change to the charter that's taking away powers and duties from the executive's office and would...
Well, that sounds like a... That sounds like a colossal statement to be made,
I don't
you know,
see. Why would that be...
What? Back of a napkin.
Sharing information, and you're telling me that that would take a
you're
a
no longer
change?
Allowing the county executive's budget office to work with department
you know, you know, does there anything
time?
Say that you can't work with them?
No. You know what? Out of you know, why don't we postpone this for a week, and I'll confer with my co-sponsor on this and several legal counsels to decide what is and isn't required for a referendum and what language we could come up with that would sort of take this, you know, Abbott and Costello off the table.
But I don't.
But I mean, I do understand some aspect of what you're talking about. I mean, in other words, when they call you up and say, you know, look, we think we're going to be doing this, this, and this, and this, and you say, well, you're not going to do that, 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 and that. I'm telling you now. So don't even put it in your budget. Now, do we need to know that? I mean, it wouldn't be bad for us to know it, but I can understand why you may not want us to know it. I guess right off the bat. But
Legislator Bartels.
Well, just for clarity, Mark, you weren't saying that the proposal before us requires reference.
I'm not.
You were
that.
Suggesting that the alternative that Legislator Ronk was just talking about would require a referendum. Yeah, I mean, I've gone back and forth because I see the value of working on an internal document, but I actually think that the charter, as I read it now, and particularly this whole section, as it lays out the duties of the executive in ascertaining or assessing department's budgetary requirements, and then goes through a process of receiving estimates, and then the submission of the county budget, and the sentence that Legislator Ronk refers to seems pretty clear that there is an interim time where you have estimates, but before a budget, and those estimates shall be public records. I mean, I actually find it pretty ironic that we haven't tested that in any way, shape, or form yet, not just the legislature, but probably even
well,
the public.
We have tried to test it. We tried to test it the last two cycles in the budget. We tried to test it. We tried to test conversations prior budget getting submitted.
I acknowledge that we asked to be a part of that process
and
were denied. I'm talking about testing this sentence that says they shall be public records.
Which
means that reasonably at any time once they were submitted, someone from the public, forget about the legislature, could have come into the executive's office and said, I'd like to see the departmental.
But if they write draft on there.
I think there's two extremes, and I think Bert said one extreme, right, which is October 1st.
Mm-hmm. That's
one extreme, and I think that as soon as anything is submitted to our office,
saying that's
public information is another extreme.
That could be, but I mean, just speaking as one person, when you lead with the one extreme of October 1st, I mean, on some level, you're asking for a fight.
He's just being honest.
The reason
why I say that, too, is in terms of from the budget perspective, I don't have a $13 to $14 million bill from New York State Retirement until the first week in September. I don't have an estimate on sales tax, which is $130 million in the budget. I don't develop one until September. So any estimate prior to that, it's not accurate.
But this is about the submissions that go to the executive.
But $130 million is one revenue in the budget, which is a third of the budget.
The retirement go into the department's.
I allocate benefits.
Right.
Health insurance
they can't
is another
go in
one.
Until September.
Legislator Ronk.
I don't think that what we're talking about is.
The legislature holding,
I understand.
Yeah.
But I think that some of our point of view on this is, let's say the public defender's office asks for six positions, four of them show up in the budget.
Right.
The county executive, as of right now, the departmental request will show up
four
to
positions.
Us as four positions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's valuable information to the legislature that we know the department had asked for six. So when we're going through our budget review, we can say, why did you need six and not four? It's valuable information in a policy-making body, and if I could trust that the information that we get at budget, if I could trust that on the first Friday in October, we're going to get all the departmental estimates as they were given to you when the department asked for it, before the county executive changes all of them, or some of them, I would have no problem with that, but I don't have that faith. Because we've never gotten
Can
it before.
It's a departmental request.
Sorry, may I raise my hand?
Yes. Eve, go ahead.
That's
Sorry.
Not what the charter says.
I actually agree with Legislator Ronk, and I also feel like this is about proposed expenses, not revenue. So I don't do you have the points of when you're going to find out about revenue are relevant to this, but I'm going to and go back to my point also,
well,
part of looking at these budgets and whether they ask for six and then it ends up getting four is knowing what they're saying their efficiency effectiveness was in their performance, because they may be asking for more because they need it, or for us to make a value judgment, it's important to know how efficient and effective they were. I don't know what the county executive requires. I don't know if it's at the level or standard that I would want to see. And so I guess that was my concern, and whether it needs to be another sentence that says, includes as the county executive shall require, which is in the charter, but a caveat that says, or more if the legislature deems it necessary, or something like that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we have tried over the last couple of years to have a more robust conversation at the standing committee level that starts to get into some of this. So if you had an estimate, you could have a conversation about where they were headed, what they were thinking, and then you have a sense when you get the budget of what got approved. Now, clearly, you know, that's because you're juggling what you're anticipating in revenues, what benefit costs have gone up. So, but it doesn't preclude us from, and it shouldn't preclude us from having the conversation at the standing committee level that gets a better understanding of, you know, what programs have been working and what would they like to move forward. Now, if the county exec makes the decision we're not going to do that, we can't weigh in. We are not privy to having a conversation around moving a particular program forward in a different way, or even having a conversation that offers a different perspective. So we're limited to just what gets submitted, and even then, we don't have all of the insight to make an informed decision. I think that's where we're trying to get to with the estimate component, because that's something we've been talking about for 2-3 years now.
What stops you from asking in the standing committee what programs are working and what not? I guess I don't understand what the budget estimate at the time that it's submitted to the county executive gets to that answer.
Well, I mean, I think both to Ken and Eve's point, you know, if a department's asking for, say, an increase in personnel in order to administer a program, if the executive and the executive departments make the decision that that's not worthwhile on balance with whatever else they have to weigh to come to a final number, and they take it out before the legislature sees it, the legislature, which is the policymaking body, might not even know what proposal was contained. It might be a policy or a proposal that we would want to get behind.
Can I add on to that?
And I don't want to be backward looking, but there is a department in this county that repeatedly was asking for additional people and was being denied additional people. And when it was brought up that legislators might make that request on their behalf, because department heads serve at the executive's pleasure, there we were dissuaded from doing so. So, and that was found out in outside circles. So seeing it in a budget proposal could actually be helpful for the legislature to make policy decisions. That said, I mean, when you get to accuracy of those documents, there's ways to not put things in writing and just have it as a verbal discussion. I don't know
if we can do the whole budget by verbal discussion.
No, I don't mean that.
No.
But
Ken, you wanted to add on.
I just wanted to add that, you know, even if we ask a department head, what did you ask for in the beginning, they all serve at the county executive's pleasure, they're not going to talk to us.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
I must have missed that, sorry.
Yeah. So whatever we
I
get
agree,
is...
We can't just ask if they were effective. That's not how you find out.
All right. Back to this... I'm sorry, go ahead, Mark. I didn't see it.
When you're looking at individual department estimates, and you're looking at it at the time that it's submitted to the county executive, that's not in taking into account that we have to put together a $360 million budget, and there are some programs that may not be a priority because we have to look at other programs and the choices to raise taxes or others. And so just having a standing committee review these budget estimates is not looking necessarily at
the full picture.
So you just actually made my point that I didn't say because I felt let me just see how this plays out, but you just made my point for me. The point is, the executive's office now has the ability to execute legislation, to execute direction of the county by showing us which programs the executive's office feels is more important by attaching a number to it. If there is a program, we're going to make up mental health, the executive doesn't, and again, this is just a hypothetical, feels that it's not a priority for his administration. He wants to focus on affordable housing. Mental health is screaming, we need more money. They send an internal memo, an estimate to the office saying, we need 50 new more employees to make an effective program. He can tell them no, we never get to see that, but affordable housing gets the extra money towards theirs. Now, have we known that there was a request, and if this legislative body feels that that's a priority for us, we can then say, you know, we think that this should have some more money too. But us not knowing the request, not knowing the background of what's really needed, it takes the power away from us.
Well, it just means policymaking is being done through the budget versus at the legislative level.
That's what I'm saying. It takes the power away from us.
You also have a 2-month period of time from the time that the executive hands his budget over to make those. I get
we wouldn't know.
But we don't know.
We don't know the department is asking for it because they don't. That information hasn't been brought here because it's
been exactly what I was thinking.
Cleansed prior to getting here. We wouldn't know it. We wouldn't know they're asking.
But if your priority is mental health and you don't feel like mental health is.
We don't know what it is.
That's what we're trying to get at. We don't know what we don't know.
Right,
and
Abe?
They're not giving it to us.
Yeah, so I think if the legislature were in a position where they wanted to take a larger role in policy setting through the budget, which is exactly mm-hmm. how policy is set, then it would be good to know that the policy initiatives that we were pushing forward were ones that the department head who's going to have to implement them might be on board with and be able to implement. If they put it in their budget and it gets denied at the executive level and we feel that it's a priority, that gives us an opportunity to make sure that the priority that we see is funded in a way that's consistent with something that that department head feels is feasible, as opposed to just shooting blind about an issue and picking something we didn't even know that there was an adjacent proposal that, that department had made that got shot down. So it just allows us to make better policy that can actually be enacted consistent with what the department heads want if we're going to choose from policy-making vehicles in the budget.
I think you're going to see lower requests. I think that department heads, being a department head for 4 years, if I knew that my requests were immediately going to be seen, that the county executive was not going to get a chance to weigh in, I just don't know that I would ask for as much as I possibly would when I know that there's going to be a back and forth.
Well, you could play on the other side. You could say, well, now the department head might put something in that the executive is going to decline, but they've got a chance to have the legislature look at it and say, no, you know what, we do want that to happen.
Well, but to the point made earlier, when they serve at the pleasure of the county executive and that person has the decision making of whether they keep their job or not, it does create a different dynamic.
We're introducing a new tension. I agree.
So,
well, we're introducing a tension that existed but has been ignored for
we're exploring an existing tension.
12 years.
Do you want to postpone till you have more opportunity to review and have a conversation?
If the committee's ready to vote tonight, I'm ready to vote tonight. It's a public hearing. I'd like to know what Jerry Benjamin has to say about this, since he wrote it in the charter in the first place.
Okay.
When they were supposed to be public documents. I mean, again, I don't think that we're introducing.
Do you want to wait a week and reach out to him?
I think we've got a public hearing. We've got at least a month before we even start.
Okay.
Yeah,
so on the resolution, if we can move forward on the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So moved.
Resolution 128, amending the Ulster County capital asset policies. This is something that we've been working on in the team, the finance group here with Bert, for the last 6 months or so, and it's really the construction work in progress methodology. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 129, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into agreement with Awareness.
I was going to say, if you'd entertain the motion to block all of
the
contracts
appropriations
together. Yeah,
okay,
our
129 to... What was it? 141 for the remainder. Yep. Anybody have any concerns with any of the appropriations? Yes.
I do. Actually, I understand that you're going to block them. I'm going to be a no on Resolution 129 for the fact that there's no self-funding component to that. And Dave, you know, we've had a lot of conversations regarding how these monies are appropriated. They're all, for the most part, really great. And I'm hopeful, even with Jim here from legislative programs, that we can get something figured out for the way in which these programs can be better appropriated moving forward. So I will be.
So let's. Yeah. I'm sorry. I would say that the proper way to do this would be to take 129 and then block 130 through 141.
Sounds fine to me. So why don't we take 129 first?
Okay.
Authorizing the chair to enter into agreement with Awareness for the 2020 appropriation. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Can I ask Heidi something?
Sure.
When you say there's no self-funding,
Dave moved it.
I'll second it.
Okay. So discussion.
Yep. You said there's no self-funding component.
Yeah,
what do you
I
mean?
Don't believe she self-funds through fundraising or any type of efforts like that to offset.
You mean
it.
She doesn't put in, and there's no other word
that I'm
funding.
Aware of. Correct. We are the only funding for that program. I prefer
I prefer at least a match
or something.
Or
yeah.
Self-funding, like have a fundraiser, you know.
Right.
Some other type, rather than solely based off of county funds to fund this program. Mm-hmm. I think there needs to be other components. Most of the rest of these all have some other type of self-funding mechanism.
Or grants or what
yeah.
have you, yes.
You know,
well, a lot of them,
I don't know about self-funding. But
a lot of them levy money from our funding, basically.
So some of them have their own fundraisers also.
And
many
they have fundraisers.
Them,
yeah.
That's okay. My self-funding.
Just to piggyback on what Legislator Haynes has said, I'll be a no as well for some of the same reasons. Being somebody who's had the privilege of looking over some of the receipts that were used to, you know, justify $20,000 worth of county funding, as the head of this organization so eloquently put in her letter to Ways and Means this past budget cycle, you know, I can't be as a standalone resolution, I can't be in support of it.
Okay, all in favor?
I'm going to move it to the floor, but I'm going to consider your comments.
Okay.
A 130 also is a situation where...
Well, can we just stay on this one at a time, please? So
make it statement.
All in favor? We have two no's. Is that correct
yes,
on this?
Yes, I'm a no.
Thank you. All right. Now we're going to block 130 to
140. Unless Dave wants to talk about 130, which I'm prepared to.
No, come on.
Well, I mean, as I said on the floor, along with Reach Charantine, it's
are we
the
taking
idea that
130
I'm
talk, out of
I'm
the
talking
block.
About 130.
All right, so 130. Move second.
I'll second 130.
Thank you. Okay, so now discussion.
Yeah, I mean, there is. This is basically us funding them, and it's sort of out of. I don't know. It's just out of the norm by doing this because we're funding them to go to a certain classes and it's meant for just certain
this is
groups
different.
Of people.
We're not funding them.
This is the Walker Valley Fire Training Center, which is one of the two
okay.
County Fire
I'm
Training
I'm sorry.
Centers.
I was thinking it was the other one. You got me correct, and
okay.
I stand
okay.
corrected. I'm
so
sorry.
All in favor of 130?
Mixed
aye.
Up with the other
aye.
One.
Opposed? Okay. Now blocking 132 to 141.
I'll move that.
Second?
I don't think that other one's in this.
No, it's not in here.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. Second?
I know which one you're talking about.
Do we get a second, please, on
second.
The block? Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions? All in favor?
I have one.
Oh,
I
yep.
have a question.
Yep.
So this is what I was alluding to before. So when I look at this Schedule A, in each Schedule A, there's some different language about reporting of outcomes. So the example I like the most is in Resolution 132. I'll just read it. It says that the firm shall provide to the clerk of Ulster County Legislature a report of all services provided to include but not limited a total number of individuals served, number of type of training conducted, accomplishments achieved, job placements. when you look at the other ones, like 129, the report goes to finance. When you look at 136, it says it goes to the executive. It doesn't mention the legislature. You look at 137, it says upon request. They all have slightly different language. I would like to see the language that's on this one, on 132, of their Schedule A, to be consistently used in all of these resolutions. I'm not going to push that it's right now that it holds up these, but I think going forward, having a report to the legislature with these details should be always included into a Schedule A.
Okay, Ken.
I don't know that you can do that because a lot of these organizations have different services that they're providing. Some of them aren't services at all. Sometimes we're paying for a portion of salaries or rent. Sometimes we're paying for, I think the D&H Historical Society, we're paying for building, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll clarify if it's serving people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
In all of these, and this is most of the ones that are on the block, but not all of them. So like 136, 137, 138, when there are people who are being delivered the services to them, you're absolutely right. Not when it's rent or those kinds of things.
Or a matching grant.
Or like the libraries, we pay towards a lot of their subscription services.
Right.
Yeah, we know what they are. They right. send them to us.
Tracy? But I think Legislator Walter's making a good point. I mean, why don't we... I don't know if anyone's opposed to holding these a week, and for all the we write these contracts. This is out of the legislative office. So why don't we amend all the contracts?
I really don't think that that's.
They've already gone through contract management.
They've already gone through contract, but I certainly understand there's other. There's ones that we can do in there in the future. I don't think it's a big deal.
But the future's right now. We're about to hand out contracts. Why not, for the ones that say, the ones that do have performance measures, why not require that they report? I feel like that's a good
point. I think they all do report, virtually.
You're saying you think, but
I know the libraries, we know exactly what the libraries do. They send us a...
The libraries aren't...
We know what the Mid-Hudson Arts does.
But those are not the type we're talking about.
They send reports. Let me finish here. I'll go over each one. Community Action sends a report. They have like a complete set out of all these things. They may not send directly to us, but they do send them to the executive, and they're, in other words, they have a list of things that they do.
Well, at least at minimum, it should be amended to say that if we're appropriating the
people
money,
place, I
we
don't
should...
know, because that's a new one, and I don't even know that got thrown in.
I could tell you, so because I looked at each of them. So for 129, for the awareness, it's only to finance. For 136. For the agreement with Community Action, it's just to executive. For Arts Mid-Hudson, it's only upon request. Nothing is mentioned for Cornell Cooperative. Nothing's mentioned for Family of Woodstock.
Okay, so...
But I know that Family of Woodstock reports to the legislative programs and tells them exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the... But there should be a consistency in terms of the reporting to the legislature. It's the legislature that's authorizing these payments, and so they have not gone to contract management, so I don't see the problem in making these minor changes. I would propose that we hold them for the week and we adjust all of them, including awareness, whether no matter what's going to happen to it on the floor, that their reporting should go to the legislature. I mean, it's fine to report to the exec or finance as well, but
it's the county legislature.
Which What's one that? Are you looking at?
The Family of Woodstock.
141.
All right. So here's what we'll do, because we're over on time. So why don't we postpone this for the week for this block, and verify what it says in each of the contracts, and if required, make amendments accordingly.
Those that have performance measures. We understand that the libraries and arts are different. It's not people performance measures.
Right. But whatever reporting should come back to the legislature, regardless if it goes elsewhere.
I think they do, though.
That's where I think it runs from, but I don't know.
Well, let's formalize it. So waiting a week, formalizing it, maybe even talking with Jim from... Okay.
Perhaps we could compile a report and bring it back.
That would be great.
So I make the motion to hold them for 1 week.
Okay, second?
And make the necessary proposed amendments.
Okay, second? I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. You guys were so silent. I thought you were opposing.
Well, listen, this has been a struggle for me for a couple of years.
So we're going to clean it up. And yes, we'll address it next week.
I was hoping to do it next time, though. That's the only thing.
I understand. But you know what? If we can have an opportunity now,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah,
okay.
Start.
All right. Anything else? Any new business? No? Okay. The only thing I do want to make aware of, two things. One, tomorrow we have a joint meeting with Ways and Means and Public Works to go over the capital plan. 6 o'clock.
Six.
Here. And it's really to go through the capital plan, the new items, but really the whole thing, and so we can start to use that more effectively. And then the second piece is we are putting some language around the sunsetting of grants that may involve positions, et cetera, and what our process is for reviewing them based on the agreement from last month. So that should be coming. We'll probably send it out via email looking for input, and then we can discuss it. All right? Anything else? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Six 6:11.